This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Greetings to all the listeners. My name is Rodney Brown, and it's good to be with you to bring a Bible message today. And again today, I'm going back to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, I want to read from verse 24 to verse 26. Hebrews 11, verse 24, it says, "By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward." Just before this, in verse 23, we read of the faith of Moses' parents. The faith of Moses' parents led them to hide Moses when he was an infant, and they hid him, and their faith was rewarded. Their faith was rewarded at the time whenever there were many little Hebrew boys who were killed, but Moses was preserved. And so the years go by, and Moses has grown up. And it's lovely to notice that the faith that Moses' parents had was the same faith that Moses had himself. And this has been mentioned previously, that it's lovely to see how faith can be indeed passed on from generation to generation. As we even see in this chapter, we think of Abraham and Sarah, and then their son was Isaac. Abraham had faith, Sarah had faith, their son Isaac had faith, his son Jacob had faith, his son Joseph had faith, the parents of Moses had faith, and then Moses had faith through these successive generations. It's very lovely to see that. But having said that, we must also say that it's not automatic. Just because our parents have faith does not mean automatically that we have faith. It's a personal matter between us and God. And so it's very important that we read the scriptures for ourselves and we come to the convictions ourselves of what we find in the Word of God. And so Moses was preserved. His parents had faith to hide him. He was preserved. And eventually he grew up and he had to believe for himself. And when he came to age, when he was mature, he had a choice to make. We think of this story of Moses and we remember that he was taken by the daughter of Pharaoh. He was adopted by her, and she brought him up with also the responsibilities given to his mother to be his carer as well. And so Moses, being brought up by the son of Pharaoh's, by the daughter of Pharaoh's, Pharaoh had many, many privileges in Egypt. But he knew who he was. He knew that he was not an Egyptian, but that he was an Israelite. And he had to decide. His choice was between suffering affliction with God's people or to enjoy the pleasures of sin. The writer says here that the pleasures of sin were passing. The King James Version of this verse says, "for a season." And that season was going to be very, very short. And the season of this life is nothing compared to eternity. And the pleasures of Egypt would not last, but neither would the affliction of the people of God. The pleasures of sin would lead to eternal loss, but suffering with the people of God would lead to eternal glory. Pleasures are now leading to eternal suffering, or suffering now leading to eternal pleasures. What would it be for Moses? What will it be for us? Moses believed that Messiah would come. He was among those who were waiting. He was hoping, looking for the coming of Messiah. And the reproach of Christ, the reproach of Messiah, meant more to him than all the treasures of Egypt. We read in the next chapter here of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2 that because of the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Also with Christ, he was looking forward into eternity. Of course, he came from eternity. He was always there, but looking in pity upon the people of this world, also with the pity of God his Father, not only pity but love. And the love of God the Father led him to give his Son. And the love of the Son of God led him to give himself at the cross at Calvary. And we read in chapter 12 and verse 2 that Jesus is the author and finisher of faith. And looking ahead to the joy that was going to be set before him, the eternal joy before him, because of that, we read how that he endured the cross and he despised the shame. He saw the shame of the cross. He saw the suffering of the cross. He saw the death of the cross, all worth it because of what would lie before for him. We read in this verse of the joy that was set before him. Indeed, there would be eternal joy as he would look forward to having a people of faith, the people of faith who would believe in him and who ultimately would be with him where he is in heaven. And he prayed about that in John chapter 17, that all of those who believed in him, he said that they would be with him where he is, that they would behold his glory. And because of that, he was prepared to go through the cross. He was prepared to go through all of that suffering. He was prepared to endure the death of the cross because that he would have a people before him enjoy eternally. And indeed, for Christ, there was no other way. If there was going to be a people with him eternally, he would have to do that. There was no lesser thing that he could do. He would have to go through all of the sufferings and the death of the cross because it's God's only way to save people. You see, we have all sinned against God, and in ourselves we are cut off from God, we are separated from God, and we need a Savior. We cannot save ourselves, but in love God sent his Son to be the Savior. The Bible says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and in order that those sinners would be saved, he went to the cross, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. And now the gift of forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life is offered for all those who believe in him. And if today we realize who we are in our sinful condition, and if we turn away from that, from our sins, to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we will know that we will have the forgiveness of sins, and we will know that we also have a future, that we have an eternity of joy before us. And so may we be those today who, like Moses, don't just look at the things around us, that the things that are temporal, for the scriptures tell us that the things which we see are temporal, but the things which we do not see are eternal. And there is no comparison between time and eternity. And so it would be very wise of each listener today to think not only of our life here and our time here, but to think of eternity and to prepare to meet our God. And we can be prepared to meet God through coming to God, the only way to God, and that is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So trust in the Savior. Come to him today, and then you know that your sins are gone, they're forgiven, and there is a life to live for this time here in the world, and then ultimately eternal life for all eternity. Thank you for listening. You're welcome to contact me on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. please visit kpulpit.co.za.